Welcome in Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, welcome back. We've missed you the past couple of weeks, sir.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
This is the time of year where we really ramp up our, training and, you know, where we head out to schools and talk to kids. So I've been busy the last few weeks, but it's good in the office speaking to you this morning.
Well, I appreciate your colleagues filling in as well. It's always a pleasure to meet and talk to some of the individuals out at the National Weather Service office in North Platte. And I had just stopped into the Natural Nutrition House on Saturday here in North Platte, and your neighbor was talking about you behind the counter and talking about what great neighbors you and your wife and your daughter are. And so we were talking about that, and he said, Sean from the National Weather Service office. And I said, that's not Sean Jacobs, is it, by chance? He said, yeah, that's my neighbor. So just talking about you. So glad that you're able to call in this morning.
You can't hide.
Wait,
yeah, you're world famous, Sean.
You can't hide.
That's good news.
Now, Sean, looking at what we experienced last week, the big headline, obviously, was that 1930-style windstorm that came throughout the area and caused a lot of damage.
Yeah, you know, that was a very significant storm. Line of storms developed just to our east. And I want to talk briefly about the sphere aspect real quick, and then we can talk about the storm here locally.
Sure.
A line of storms developed just to our east and then moved off to the northeast and caused extensive damage to Custer County and portions of Valley, Sherman, Garfield, Wheeler, Antelope counties, and then it raced off into South Dakota and caused more damage across eastern South Dakota and even into Minnesota. Very, very significant. I went out on Friday and did a storm survey and found that line of storms in places were producing winds as strong as 110 miles per hour.
Wow.
These are straight line winds, not tornadic winds, but who cares? You know, 110 mile an hour tornadic or straight line wind, it's going to damage, you know, property, and you know, of course, it did. Numerous power poles were snapped, and damage, unfortunately, to the Burwell Rodeo Grounds, one of their grandstands, that's 100 years old, took extensive damage, and so it was a big mess. But we got in on the dust storm, and you know, I'll tell you what, I never thought I would see what we saw in the month of May. You know, you can expect it during our drier times of the year, that when we get a lot of wind, but that was just a significant dust storm. And we had a cold front that came through, and along that line, or along that cold front, winds were gusting 60 to 70 miles per hour, and it picked up a lot of dust, you know, in the Panhandle and especially into northeastern Colorado. And as it moved east, you know, we saw what happened. Visibility went to zero in places, you know, which unfortunately, you know, we had some accidents west of town, and it was something that I hope I never experience again in my career. Just kind of that eerie feeling, and I don't know what else to say about it. It was just very eerie and something I would never expect it in May when everything should be, you know, green and beautiful. You don't expect dust storms.
I had a question about that dust storm, Sean. Sure. Did that actually classify as a haboob?
You know, the classification, yes, because it was certainly a wall of dust. And the visibility, I was talking to some members of the fire department in Grant, southwest Nebraska, and then some of the other communities down there. It was zero visibility. It was like somebody turned off the switch, turned off the sun, and everything went black. And I'm sure you've all seen the videos, you know, from people traveling on Interstate 80 or Highway 61 there in southwest Nebraska. It was eerie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sure many of you got our dust storm warning.
We work
with the FCC, and you know, that triggers on wheel alerts. And we do that because, you know, you try to alert people that may be traveling into on, you know, major highway like, you know, Interstate 80 or Interstate like 80 or 30. You know, you want people to pull off and to wait it out and not drive through that. You know, technically, I don't know if it'll go down as a haboob, but technically we saw those conditions, and then we saw a derecho just to our east, and very, very active day on Friday. And just, you know, as someone who looks at preparedness and awareness, you know, that is with weather, it just is that constant reminder to me that you always have to be weather aware And, you know, when those warnings are issued, you take action.
Your Absolutely. Warning was very timely. When my phone alerted me and I read what the warning was about, it was 10, 12 minutes later when I felt the wind hit the building that I was in, and you could feel the shudder a little bit. And I went to look outside, and knowing where I'm at and what I'm looking at, I had about 300 yards of visibility is all.
Wow.
And that, if you're traveling 75 miles an hour on Interstate 80, that 300 yards is not enough to deal with.
Certainly, most certainly. It was just such a complex situation because at the same time, you know, we had forecasters that were looking at the severe aspect, and you know, we were looking at Burwell as that line of storms really intensified, and we saw, you know, that unfortunate event unfold, you know, and so we were warning on two fronts, you know, a very dry, dusty windstorm, and then also, of course, the convective storm, just very, very anomalous event, and it was something that that certainly I hope we don't ever have to go through again. But living in Nebraska, we know we will.
And what's the recommendation, Sean, for those that were along the interstate or driving in the midst of this? I know they recommend to pull off the side of the road and keep their foot off of the brake, but is it recommended to keep the hazards on or anything?
So what we recommend to do is you get off the road. So if there's an exit, get off the exit, you know, pull into a parking lot and stop. And we really want to get those people that are traveling into it. So if you're not yet into the destinations, that is your cue to get off the road, you know, take the next exit, get off the road and stop and wait it out. Those that are caught in the windstorm or the dust storm where you have zero visibility, research out of Arizona where they go through these events, you know, quite regularly, suggest that you pull off the road, so completely off the road, not even on the shoulder, but completely off the road, and they tell you to take your foot off the brake, turn off your car, and even leave your hazards off. You don't want to be anywhere close to the road because if cars are driving through, they're going to run into you. If
Sure.
you're far enough off and you have your lights on, the research has shown that people will see that it's like a moth to light effect, and they will drive into the back of you. So it's such a difficult situation. If you're encountering zero visibility, you get off the road as far off the road as you can and wait it out. If you can see, then we suggest that you take the next exit, you know, and wait it out.
Sure. Or pull off at a rest area if an exit's not available either. That'd be adequate, I'm assuming.
That would be great. That would be an excellent. What you don't want to do is pull just off the side of the road so that you're actually still part of the traffic.
Sure.
And then, you know, the next car that comes by, you know, slams into the back of you and gets into a wreck.
Yeah.
It's something that here in Nebraska, thankfully, at least the, you know, the 14 years that I've been here, we've never had to deal with. And but it was such a dry spring, not only here in Nebraska, but also with the source region. The dust was, you know, northeastern Colorado, Wyoming. You know, the panhandle was dry in those places too. So you know, it's something that we need to definitely speak with, you know, the State Patrol and all of our partners with, and you know, we need to start looking at here in Nebraska because, you know, if it's become common, you know, we definitely want to have a strong plan.
Again, we have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. And Sean, where are we at in terms of drought conditions? I know we have received some moisture here throughout May, and drought conditions still very much a concern for our producers, ranchers, farmers, and everybody throughout the area.
So, you know, we did receive a lot of good moisture here in the North Platte area at the first of the month, as you mentioned. In fact, we're above average currently for the month of May. But if you go back into the early spring months and even the winter months, North Platte is still about an inch to 2 inches below normal. I haven't checked the most recent numbers, but, you know, we're still below normal in precipitation. And, you know, what I tell everybody is, you know, we expect things to start green, you know, to be green this time of year, and they have. We've gotten that moisture. The plants have responded. The next several weeks are going to be key for us. We need to keep getting precipitation in the area. If we do, then, you know, things will be okay. But if it's like 2012 where the precipitation shut off, then, you know, we'll go back into the really bad drought conditions, that severe drought that we were in before this precipitation, late April, early May, and, you know, things will get sporty once again for drought.
A much more positive event that occurred last night, Sean, was the eclipse and the, is it the blood moon is the proper term for it?
Blood moon or
yeah,
super moon?
Yeah, I believe that is. And, you know, I didn't have a good view of it, but my wife, she kind of was peeking through the windows. I was tired last night, so I was like, she was peeking through the windows, and she said, you know, it's got a kind of an eerie orangish red glow, and, you know, really neat. We're certainly blessed to have, you know, clear skies last night so that, you know, those that are interested in you know, in the stars and the moon there go out and see it. And, you know, I love that type of stuff. It was a busy weekend for me, doing a lot of yard work and then, you know, the storm surveys. So I was ready for bed last night, you know. I guess if it would have been the aurora, I would have enough energy to go see that. I love the aurora, but I thought, that's the next one. And I don't even know when the next one is. Maybe it's 75 years from now. Who knows? I won't be around for it.
Oh, from Nebraska, I think we're scheduled to have 4 blood moons this year.
Oh, wow.
This is the first.
Okay.
I just wrote about blood moons in my columns about a week ago. And we're here in Nebraska, you know, we got to see the shadowing of the moon and some of the colorations. The Pacific Coast and across northern Canada, they got a full eclipse, lunar eclipse.
Wow.
I had heard that, yeah.
But, now, Sean, as we look ahead to the forecast this week, what can we expect temperature-wise?
You know, so we're looking at kind of a mixed bag of temperatures. First, going to be very, very warm over the next several days. High temperatures today and tomorrow here in the North Platte area in the 80s, back mid-80s. Then we stay fairly warm through the middle of the week, but then trend cooler in time for the weekend. We get a cold front Thursday night that comes through, brings a chance of showers and maybe some thunderstorms. Friday high of only 59 degrees, but then it looks like we start to warm back up late in the weekend. Next Sunday, highs in the 70s. So, you know, warm to start off with. Thursday also is going to be warm. I should say that highs in the upper 80s on Thursday. What I really want people, though, to keep an eye on is Tuesday afternoon, we do have a front that comes through. There will be a chance of severe thunderstorms. Currently, the risk level, we're a slight risk of severe thunderstorms. But, you know, the severe weather could be some strong winds, some large hail, and, you know, maybe a few things that spin around here. So, you know, just keep an eye on the weather. Hopefully that front is through us and we don't have any issues with severe weather. We'll definitely take the moisture. But, you know, we'll just keep an eye out for that.
Now, you mentioned some cooler temperatures at the end of the work week, Sean. Is there any threat for outdoor plants suffering any sort of damage when it gets much cooler in those evening hours on the heels of cool temperatures even Friday?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, Friday night, I think, is our into early Saturday morning, I think, is our biggest. Right now, we have a temperature of 36 degrees for a low Saturday morning. And that is right in that frost range where, you know, those tender plants could certainly have issues. So if you haven't planted, you might want to wait or make sure you have some buckets or, you know, or blankets or something, plants warm. And, you know, be a couple degrees cooler, so certainly it would be Friday night into Saturday morning, especially if you live up northwestern portions of the county here to Lincoln County or to the west of us or north of us, there's looking like a pretty good likelihood that there's going to be a frost by the time Saturday morning comes. So pay attention.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, it's just great to be back. I appreciate talking weather with you guys. And I did want to get this across. You know, it's the storms that we saw especially in Custer and Garfield and Wheeler County. They were destructive storms. And it's just a reminder to me that, you know, you have a plan in place when those warnings are issued. You go to your safe area, the safe shelter in your house or that safe room in your house, and you wait out the storm. I heard, doing the damage survey, I heard many, many stories from individuals that were outside. They got the warnings, and they did what was right, and they went inside. And it was just so neat to hear that nobody that I know of was injured from these storms. There was a minor injury up in Holt County when a vehicle was tipped over by the wind. Mm. But otherwise, you know, people did what they were supposed to do. And you're talking 110-mile-an-hour winds hit the city of Burwell, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. You got Kalmus Lake there, a lot of outdoor activities going on, and thankfully no injuries. You know, people had a plan, and they executed that plan.
Sean, as always, appreciate the time, appreciate the great work you provide here for Lincoln County and the surrounding areas, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday, sir.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, guys, and enjoy the week.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
Take care.
Take care.
I couldn't believe it, Rick, that dust storm when it rolled in. I was outside, decided when I got off work I was going to cut the grass, finished mowing, and was playing in the garden a little bit before the dust storm came in. And I saw it was kind of dark out west and thought, my goodness, is it thunder? What's it going to be? You know, it looked kind of maybe like some rain. And then went back to work for about 5-10 minutes, looked back up, and it was getting closer and going more off to the north. And then keep working, and before I know it, the wind starts to pick up, and I look around, and it's covering us from both sides. It's covering us from every direction, it seemed. So it was definitely concerning, and another example of what an impact Mother Nature can be in such a short time with little
Very
notice.
Much so.
Yeah, yep. So.
He mentioned Kalamus Lake there. Sean mentioned Kalamus Lake.
Yes,
That type of wind, not even near that speed of wind, but you know, a 30-40 mile an hour wind can put a huge chop on a lake, and if not ready for it or don't have a boat that's kind of made for it, you can be in serious trouble.
Yeah, could be disastrous, that's for sure.
We have last year there were more drownings in Nebraska than in many previous years. And Julie Geiser and I were talking about that, and we're really hoping this year is a little better.
Hopefully so. Let's pray so, at least.